Blog Talk Radio.
Out of my mind, the hospital just really makes you see so many things so different. I met an owl. I keep talking to him. I'm like, man, it's crazy. I was just thinking about it, looking at how you're looking at it through your own eyes, and then when you're looking, visualizing, understanding, you know, what you're supposed to see, it's awesome. It's something else. I can't believe it. You know, it's tremendous, man. I'm telling you. But, you know, my testimony is I just had a 48th birthday, and I was able to go back to work this week.
Hallelujah!
And just feel good. God is good, man. Working real good, and everything is just beautiful. God bless y'all.
Amen. Amen.
Birthday.
Glory to God.
Amen. This has been quite a week for me, so I quit my job Wednesday was my last day at the dental insurance company, and then I went on to start in a leadership institute at Tinley.
Well,
so I'm teaching middle school music, and I'm ecstatic about it. And I'm like, Jesus, I ain't got work no more, Lord. This ain't not working, because I'm like, my life has always submerged in music, and I'm like, I get to just do it all day long now. Like, I'm like, this is great. And just kind of like, so we went through training this week, and these two things kind of different from the last time I was in the school system. They are extremely strict. Like, pick up your book bag on the count of one, stand up on the count of two, push your chair in and on the count of three, walk to the door on the count of four, you line up, don't say nothing, put your hands behind your body, do this. I'm like, Jesus, they're going to make me get in formation. But it's good, because I know, like, the kids in the middle school, especially, they need direction, and they need structure, because I know the last time I taught middle school, I was ready to run out. And I was like, I think y'all going to make me like this. I'm going to mess around and like it. And so even, like, all the staff, everybody's been really welcoming. And even the principal, who I've hung out with, it seemed like here a lot the past couple of days, she's from Maryland, and she's her own type of individual. And she was hoping and praying she would get to a school that didn't make her have to change who she was in order for her to do her job. And that allows us to be who we are, and nobody has to, you know, conform to, you know what I'm saying, to be like, we're walking around really proper and trying to, you know, hold us and stuff. So, I mean, it's just been really good to be around everybody, and everybody's, like, really welcoming. So, yeah, just pray for the school year. I've been praying, too, but I'm really excited. I just been walking around cheesy for, like, 2 days. So it's
amen.
Been,
amen.
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 First of all, I'd like to say thank you to God for waking me up this morning, and I'm glad that I came back today. My testimony is that, one is that I got my braces off on Thursday.
Amen.
The other one is I started school on Monday, and I take this class where I go to the early childhood center and teach the little kids and help out inside the classroom. And I requested a SPED classroom, which is kids with special needs, because a lot of them don't get the attention they need because of the way that they are, and I want to help kids that way so they feel as normal as possible and they don't feel left out or any different than they already are.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm grateful to be here. Honor to God, Apostle, and all the leaders in this house. I thank God for his many blessings. And my testimony is I thank God for change. Because sometimes when God brings about change, you don't really realize that you've changed, but other people will see it in your walk or
what you do or your faith or whatever, but when you start to recognize it for yourself, it's a blessing because it can take flight and you can run with it. So I just thank God for all that he's doing, not just starting in me, but even trickling down in the bloodline. So it's a beautiful thing, and I embrace it.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
My testimony is today, first of all, I give honor to God. He didn't have to wake me up this morning, and I just thank God that I'm here. I thank God for my family being here today. They arrived here today safely, and, you know, they were willing to come, so I thank God for that. I thank God even for being married for 26 years. Amen. God has just been good to us. He's been good to my family. He's been good because of who he is. So I just wanted to get up and give God all the thanks and the glory that he deserves because he's brought me a long way. And like Sister Sherelle said, there's, you know, change. And change is coming to me and my family. So I thank and I praise God for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, all that's up and down. I feel like Elder and my knees.
Happy birthday to Brother Grinston. I didn't know you were coming. I wanted to. What y'all doing? Well, I see you when you get out of church. Praise God for deliverance. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God for peace in my mind.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God for my great nephew. I've been spending time with him.
Amen.
He's been running me up to young. I told Christina, I said, boy, I got to go home. I got to bathe him. I got to get in the bed so I can get him to school in the morning. Amen. We had a good time at movie night on Wednesday, so we had a good time. Thank you all for coming out. I really enjoyed that, and I'm just grateful for all that God is doing. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I praise God. We had a safe trip. We went to Toledo, Ohio last weekend.
Amen.
And I have a best friend. We've been friends since seventh grade. And I was telling y'all about how that was the first true, genuine friend that I had. Because I had always grown up just being a teen and always that child in the corner. And it's a blessing how both of our lives have transpired and we're on fire for God. So anytime we get an opportunity to get together. And they live way in North Dakota, so they were close. So I praise God for taking us there and having a good time there.
Amen.
And I praise God for Apostle and for this house and just how my life is being transformed. It really touches my heart, you know, so much how all the pushing and learning and now learning more about the prophetic, it's really blessing me.
Amen.
It really is. And watching my husband just spring forward. He ahead of all of us. You know, not all of us. He's ahead of me with his homework assignments. And I said, you're making me look bad. I said, no, I'm making myself look bad. I apologize. And then the book, The Voice of God, I'm learning so much in that. And it's a blessing for things to make sense now. You know, the things that she said and all the times I didn't understand why. You know, it was just, I always felt like I was so weird, you know, the Lord waking me up in the middle of the night and even in my prayer and how it shifts and it's like, oh, that's it, oh, that's why, you know, and all the things that the prophet's been teaching us. So it's just grateful when you, makes me grateful when you start to understand the why, you know, and see that just, you know, well, I know that wasn't me, Lord. I know that was strange that happened on Sunday, but I opened my mouth and you filled it. And then getting to a point to where I'm obedient and letting him do that because it's so used to being so dramatic that I just want to stay in the corner and not let him flow through me. So all that to say, I'm grateful for with the season that I'm in and the transition. And then everything we're learning in shift of leadership, because we're learning how to shift and to move with the shift so we can be in place when the people come. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that prophetic class is a lot. It's a lot to learn. But it's inspiring also, you know, just piggybacking off what my wife said. It's just great teaching, you know, reading, you know, what people have been before us, how they learn from teaching. Because teaching is a very powerful tool to lead and guide you in the right direction, especially for the ones that already experienced those things. So it's really taking me to another level, and I just ask y'all to continue to pray for me, because my job has really been working me, you know, doing 60 hours a week. So I've been kind of a little behind, but I'm going to get things together, you know, because the enemy tries to do a lot of distractions, but we have power to overcome those things.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So if that's all the testimonies. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and continue with our service. And this is a part of our offering time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As they get prepared for offering, we do have a card reader. And we're going to have for our tithes and offering for today. And we thank those that are listening to us on the line. We thank you for the past and present and future gift you are led and able to give to us in the name of Jesus. And our address to this location is There Is a Way Out Ministry. And our address is 2538 West Washington Street in Annapolis, Indiana, 46222. And the word from Deuteronomy 16:17, every man shall give as he is able, or according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. So God has given us the opportunity and the ability to be able to give, because every resource is here on this earth is the Lord's. So as we prepare and get prepared for our song, hallelujah, whenever you're ready, you come up and give. Hallelujah.
Looking at yours.
I love you, but
I
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, for your abundance in this place, Lord. So, Lord, we pray with this offering right now, Lord, that it will overflow and that it will, be the benefits of your home here, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask you to continue to increase this house, Lord, like never before, Lord. So, Lord, we pray that you would continue to strengthen everyone in this room, Lord, and bless everyone that was able to give, even the ones that wasn't able to give at this moment, Lord, that you will be able to give them a seed in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to run back there and get ready for you. Thank you, Sister Christina. Hallelujah. My good exercise for the day. So our next part of the sermon, service, it's going to be my lovely wife. She's going to go ahead and praise dance.
Amen.
Unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As she gets prepared.
Thank you.
And I could not
in my mind fathom not working a job, because although I was working, I was living paycheck to paycheck. I'm just going to keep it real today.
Amen.
So I got angry, and I was like, how am I live? And I was in a wheelchair. I was on a cane for a little while. Then my son lost his leg. We was on welfare. The landlord was so nice to us, he didn't make me pay rent. I lived out there where y'all lived at, where y'all just moved from. That landlord did not make me pay rent. Amen. Because I didn't have, we was poor now. I wasn't working no more. Now I'm poor. Okay, so then that season of my life changes, and I go back to work in the kitchen. That's all I knew how to do. Amen. Because I came from retarded. So, but God, he blessed me that I was able to. Now, I'm already doing what the doctor said I couldn't do, because in order to be a chef, you had to count. You had to add, you had to multiply. Amen. Amen. When you're using those measuring cups, you're adding.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And I'm already doing things I shouldn't do. I'm managing people. I had the best. Every time I went to another place, they made me a manager, a sous chef, a baker chef, some of that. I wasn't even looking for it. I just wanted to go do my job and go home, make that money and go home. But I have qualities to become something. My mother was a good cook and my dad was a chef, so I inherited that. But it wasn't enough. Amen, to build off of, amen. I didn't want to have a restaurant because, come on, that's hard on you. I mean, it's hard on your body, amen. And I had already been warned not to do that. And so I stayed there because that's all I knew to do. So I kept asking God, what about my inheritance? What about me? Then what about my son? What about his son? I want to leave them something. I'm praying there's a way out, and all these things I'm doing will be able to pay my life insurance, so when I die, I can leave my son something and his son. All this I'm doing, all this I'm pouring into these people, something got to come out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I look at Elder Berry, and his sons have succeeded him well.
Amen.
And he gets to see the fruit of that while he's living.
Amen.
That what? They got an apartment. I'm sure it's clean. They go to school.
Mm-hmm.
They're working. They're able to live. I thought about him. I'm like, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
You want to be able to, what about our inheritance? I'm thinking about that. You think about, you know, I think about my bloodline, how I was sharing with, I think, Caroline the other day, one of y'all women, I think could have been Sister Christina. I'm saying how my mother, I'm not going to say she was abused, she fought men. She fought them. She wasn't going to just be abused. She fought them back. She wasn't abused. She wasn't a victim. She fought. Maybe in her heart it was a victimization, because why can't you just love me? Why I got to fight you?
Right.
Amen. Amen. So that has been in our bloodline. Men in my family have been abused by women. Women in my family have been abused. I was an abused woman. Amen. Mentally and physically, I was. Was. Not no more. Don't play that. The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Y'all know I was close to marriage. I decided, no, I'm not going to be victimized. I won't be mentally abused. I won't be controlled. I won't be manipulated. I'm not going to have that.
Amen.
Amen. I won't have that. I'm not going to stop serving the Lord for no man.
Amen.
I won't. It won't. It's not. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So I asked the Lord, what about our inheritance? Amen. When you start seeing the evidence of you chasing down a man to be with you, spend time with you, and all that, he ain't him.
No.
That's not the way of God. When you got to chase down a woman, spend time with her, mm-mm. I mean, I understand you got to warm a little bit, but come on.
Right.
Even if they love you, then, I mean, what about your inheritance?
Right.
So inheritance is a thing that is inherited. You don't want to be played the fool now. Come on, I'm going to tell you that.
Amen.
And I want to, I mean, man stepped up. He said, don't be touching her. It's too soon for you to be touching her. I saw man do things I never saw in him before. I saw the women be like, mother, you know, I mean, you know, you got to pay attention to stuff like that.
Amen.
My younger brother came all the way from Texas to meet this man and told me no.
Amen.
You got to pay attention to stuff. I saw Elder Berry Thorsten, so where's, how's the relationship? He don't put up with me. You have to start, come on now.
Amen.
He wasn't being rude, but you got to pay attention to stuff like that. And man was on him like, don't do her like that. And I would hear it, and I wouldn't say nothing. But he's doing it for a reason.
Yeah.
He never would say anything to me, but he was saying it to him.
Uh-huh.
And I would overhear it, you know, and I'd be like, well,
Shucks. Something going on. Man never once came to me. But you have to pay attention to those things, like they were sent to you for something. And Elder is a gentleman. He says, so how's everything going? And look me straight in my eyes because he's trying to ask me, how's everything going? I'm like, no. So you got to pay attention to the warning signs. Amen. But what they're not saying or what they're trying to say, you know, because maybe they don't know how to get their work together. So inherit means, and inheritance is a thing that is inherited. And I don't like when they give me those type of things, but it's another word to look up. Synonyms of inheritance is a legacy, endowment, provision, the action of inheriting, synonyms of that is succession to, accession to, assumption of, elevation. Inherit is to receive money as an heir at the death of the previous holder. Inheritance, something that is or may be inherited. Property passing at the owner's death to the heir of those, amen, entitled to succeed. I remember my dad told me one day, he said, ain't no money, ain't nothing. If you want something, get some insurance on me yourself. I'm like, you know my situation. And you know, when you're waiting on a settlement for your back, your shoulder, whatever, it takes years. Then they want to give you a little bit, then they want to control it. And then it's ludicrous. For what you work for, then they want to try to threaten you with it. Come on now. I'm not fitting up what? I'm just living on my own. I can't pay your insurance. That ain't the way. And I told him, I said, Dad, you're supposed to leave something for us. Because that's my mom died, and I saw how my sister struggled with that. I said, Dad, this is not right. And then, you know, I mean, I love my father, don't get me wrong, and he's not been long gone, and I know y'all know the story. And, you know, I just barely made it through Father's Day, and I didn't think it was going to affect me like that. You know, I'm sitting there crying. I'm like, why? I'm not trying to cry. It's like, it felt like the water faucet was on in my eyeballs. You know, I'm like, my God. You know, but, you know, it affected me, you know. And I said, Dad, y'all supposed to leave an inheritance for us. You got your hand out to me. You know, he was taking it from me. I'm still living in the office. And he had a 3-bedroom house. One of them rooms was empty. You know, and it was just eating at me. Like, come on, I've got to keep my heart healthy and deal with you. And you about to die. And then, and you know, he had a special request. He wanted to be buried by his mom. Do you know to open a grave is $7,000? $7,000 just to open the grave, to get you in there. $7,000. You know, for them just to dress you, I think it's $3,000. Well, it costs. It ain't like $150 for them to put. If you want some clothes on your behind, it costs some money. I say research it. Now, I remember all the items, but Caroline, I was wearing Caroline out. I mean... And the thing is, we didn't get the burying. We didn't have it. I mean, when that's all you got in your bank account, I bet you're not going to use it for your parents.
Right.
If that's all I had, Yvonne. Don't mean I don't love him. I mean, you should have planned this.
Yeah,
you weren't there. I mean, he wasn't there for me. Like, I mean, and it's not that even if he was there for me, I did not have that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And it took an apostle to talk to me. And say, don't go bankrupt to bury him. He's dead. He don't even know where he at. He don't know. Because I thought about it. And I'm like, that's all I got, though, God.
Mm-hmm.
I waited years for this little change. It's changed.
Yeah. Right.
And by the time I do everything I need to do, it's gone. Man, you know what I'm talking about. Come on, you've been there, right?
Yeah.
These folks work. They wealthy over here. These folks right here, they don't understand my story. No, y'all. Come on now. Y'all ain't even paycheck to paycheck in this house. I know that. You know what I mean? But I love my dad, you know? And I was hurting myself like, y'all didn't think about y'all children. It's hard to prepare for your children when no one didn't prepare for you. How do you come out of this place? So I've been thinking this. I wrote a book, but it didn't give me what... It didn't do what I thought it would do because I come from a controversial aspect that people really don't want to know about demons and deliverance and exorcisms and all these different things because they're scared of that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to know my life story right now. They don't even understand me right now.
Why we want to buy her books? So I'm obeying God. It may not be today, but one day they may buy my book.
Amen.
For the things I'm doing. I know they want my food, but I'm not fit to be selling food every weekend to break even.
Right.
People do like my food, but, you know, that's like hard work right there. Hard work. You got to go buy the food. Man. You got to prep it. You got to cook it. You got to keep it at a safe temperature. And somebody, either if people won't come by, or you got to get somebody to go sell it and bring. You hope they bring the money back.
Yeah.
All the money.
The whole amount.
Yeah. And then you got to pay them for their gas.
Yeah.
I know I can cook. People tell me all the time. But does it pay off? Amen. So you want that inheritance. So go with me to Joshua 14:1-3. Now God really spoke to me this morning, and I cried this morning, Yvonne, but it was some happy tears.
Amen.
So y'all see me cry this morning, it's happy tears. Ain't nothing sad with me right now.
Amen.
I forgave my daddy them, and I forgive them all the time.
Amen.
Because there's nobody prepared for them. And if you get back through our history, our bloodline, and all of that, for y'all to even have anything is a blessing. Some of you married into a blessing. I mean, I'm just going to keep, and it's good. And be grateful for it. And don't give a man a hard time or a woman a hard time because you're married into a blessing. Appreciate it.
Amen.
Ain't no help. I'm glad I got some amens going up in here. Don't give them a hard time. Don't grieve them because you're blessed. Amen. And Joshua. Amen. Sometimes, let me give you this, and then I'm going to get there. Heredity sometimes is passing a trace from parents to the offspring. You can get physical traits. Like you can get looks, like these look like mama. She sound like her. She sound like man sometimes. How she fix her face, she look like one or the other, depending on. I look at her and I'd be like, boy, you sure look like Vivi on that one. Let me ask her a question. She'd be like, I said, come on, Vivi, answer. She'd have a Vivi look on her face, you know? Amen. So, and sometimes I'll look at Sherelle and be like, come on, LeBron. Because she'd be looking just like LeBron at me. Amen. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes the genetic character can be transmitted, that you look just like that person. And sometimes Cassina look like that baby. And I'll call her that baby and she'll look at me. I said, you sure I'm looking like your nephew today? Quit that. Meaning, she really tried to figure it out, you know? And I just really enjoyed that. And they call me my nephew.
Yes.
That I look like him sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, well, I wonder what that's saying.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So Moses had given the inheritance of of the two other tribes and the other half-tribe. Let me get this right. Let's go to Joshua 14. Did I say that? What did I say?
Joshua 14.
Please. Yes. Okay. Joshua 14:1. And we're gonna hang in there. Joshua 14:1. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half tribe, Joshua 13:18, because I wanted to know where the half tribe was, because that was like eating at me. So the half tribe was Manasseh, the son of Joseph, was the half tribe. Amen. So let's go to Numbers 34 so I can just read you these tribes so that you can have it for your repertoire. Amen, because I don't want to jump around. We got time, right? I've only been up here. Let me see how long I've been up here. 8 minutes. So I still got time to get this message to you.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't get it all done, I'll give you the rest next week. But I just want to, because it really was eating at me, man. Like, boy, what about us?
Mm-hmm.
All this labor we've been doing has got to pay off some sort of way. Amen. So, number 13, 16-29, it says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, these are the names of the men which shall divide the land unto you, Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and ye shall take one prince of every tribe to divide the land by inheritance. And the names of the men are these, of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh,
and of the tribe of the children of Simeon, Shemuel, and the son of Amihud, of the tribe of Benjamin, Eliad, the son of Chislam, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Dan, Buki, the son of Jogli, the prince of the children of Joseph, for the tribe of the children of Manasseh, Haniel, the son of Ephod, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, Camille, the son of Shifthan, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Zebulun, Eliphaz, then the son of Parnach, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Issachar, Paltiel, the son of Azan, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Asher, Ahia, the son of Shelomiah, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, Padahel, the son of Amihud, Lord help me, Jesus. These are they whom the Lord commanded to divide in the inheritance unto the children of Israel in the land of Canaan. Now let's go back to Joshua 14:3. This really blessed me because they were made to inherit the land. Amen. They were made to receive it. Amen. Joshua 14:3. For Moses had given the inheritance of two tribes and a half tribe on the other side of Jordan. But unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. Amen. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no quarter to the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in with their suburbs for their cattle and for their substance. And the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, excuse me. Amen. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kizanite, said unto them, thou knowest the things that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee, and, Lord, these words, Kadesh Barnea, for 40 years old, for 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Amen. So let's go to Numbers 13, 26 to 33. Now, I want to bring it all together for you, okay? So we're talking about Caleb, right? Joshua. Caleb. Joshua and Caleb, I believe it was. So Joshua and Caleb. So let's go here. Because they were sent to be spies. Amen. Numbers 13, 26 to 33. Joshua and Caleb. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel into the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Now, everyone who went to spy out the land did not believe that they could take the land, okay? Now, I'm giving you two different versions. And they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong and dwell in the land, and the cities are well and very great, are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, and by the coast of the Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched until the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is the land that eateth up the inhabitations thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. So they saw themselves, we know the story, as grasshoppers, amen. So the Anakites were the giants.
The Amalekites, these were like huge people, amen? And so they had two different stories, and you know, as people, we believe the wrong story, the bad news,
mm-hmm.
instead of the good news. We don't take the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the house is undivided, it won't be able to stand.
Mm-hmm.
And so it caused a division amongst the believers.
Mm-hmm.
Did it make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
So what it did was it made the people not be able to go forward on one accord to take the land at that time. Amen.
Amen.
Now let's go to Numbers 14, 6 through 10. So I'm just setting it all up and then we're going to get back to, we want to go back to Joshua. Numbers 14, 6 through 10. Lord was talking to me this morning. Actually, he started giving me this word like last week as I was sharing, that he's giving me like 3 days ahead of time, 3 services ahead of time. Amen.
Amen.
So, Numbers 14, 6 through 10. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us.
Mm.
Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not, but all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. Amen. Now let's go back to Joshua 14, 8. Joshua 14 and 8. Now, when everybody's not in agreement with you, like again, it causes a schism, a division.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Joshua 14:8 says, nevertheless, my brother that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I hold these fathers of the Lord, my God. So in his heart, Joshua never left God in his heart. Caleb never left God in his heart, meaning they never took their eyes off of that land. They never took their mind off of the fact that we're going to take that land.
Amen.
We're going to take that land. Amen.
Amen.
People have come and told me to leave this building. The thing is, I can't leave until God tells me to leave. I've been wanting to go, but I can't do it unless God tells me to go.
Amen.
Why? Because I've had prophetic words that this is our building.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have had dreams that this is our building. A lot of people have left that said this is our building, that dreams this is our building. Evidence says it's not. But unless God says, I'm not going to leave.
Amen.
I'm not. Y'all know me. I don't care what happens. Unless God say leave, I won't, because somebody can just come give me the deed.
Amen.
And it's our building.
Amen.
The one across the street is empty.
Amen.
That's evidence.
Amen.
They can come and move them bars right over there. That's what I saw.
Amen.
I don't care what it looks like. I obey God. I'm known for that. Apostle obey God.
Amen.
Elder had a vision that he was over there disciplining somebody. Come on now.
Amen.
We got to wait. It ain't manifested yet. So we got to be a good courage, no matter what it looks like. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, we have to believe God and let it happen. Now, Deuteronomy 1:36. Now, you got to keep in mind the word that, and we've learned about the prophetic, that you got to pray over that word, you got to war over that word, and believe it. Then it will manifest. So they were given a word, I believe, by Moses that it said here, Satan Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he had trodden upon and to his children, because he had wholly followed the Lord. Now you will get a word that wherever your foot have trodden is yours. Let's go back to Joshua 14 and 9. I'm giving you confirmation. I know we're flipping, but y'all some Bible thumpers. Y'all can handle it. Then you get the CD, amen?
Amen.
You guys see y'all smiling. You'll be like, yeah, we got it. Amen. Joshua 14, 9, and Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trod shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. Meaning, your mind is made up that that's our land. I walked this land. I prayed over this land. It's ours. Apostle was here, and she had that oil, and she was walking, and we was walking with her, and we was praying in agreement with her that this is our land that is blessed. And then because the baby was in the house, I see Sherelle use wisdom, and she stayed and guarded the front. I mean, well, that's some wisdom.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm still with you, but I'm going to guard the front.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I said Sherelle's guarding the front because the kids was inside.
Amen.
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 Now, every every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you, as I said unto Moses. So we walked the place. She anointed it. She anointed the doorpost. She anointed my truck, both my truck and my SUV.
Amen.
Amen. She anointed it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Now, Numbers 14, let's go there. I know we're going back and forth. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Numbers 14, 22-24. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it but my servant Caleb. Why? Because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully. Him will I bring unto the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. It was a guarantee that Caleb was going to go into to Canaan land. It was a guarantee he was going to have the inheritance, and his seed, it was a guarantee possession of that they were going to see, receive an inheritance. Amen.
Amen.
We have to begin to do things on purpose. Now, I just want to speak to you. If you don't have life insurance, get it. We're doing everything we got. And I look, I'm not trying to offend nobody. I was just talking to Caroline last month, and something came in the mail. I said, Caroline, you know, there is a way I need to do this for me. I'm not trying to offend nobody. And the Lord told me to assign Sherelle to raise my offer from now on. But this is the thing. If I don't take an offer out of this house, I need to have life insurance. If you don't do nothing else, you need to have life insurance. And leave an inheritance to your children. Leave them something. We spend $150 on shoes. Look, my friends taught me that from New York. I was like, can I just keep it real? Look, let me just be real. I don't shop at Payless. I don't, because I was teaching you Vine to love yourself, and I was going to teach Cassina that. Because we're going to be out front, and people are going to look at us, and we need to invest in ourselves. Elder Barry has come down. The Lord told me that. He never told me that. Did I tell you that? He has come down and dressed here, because I had a vision of him in suits. And am I right? Amen. We need to. In the time we're going to begin to go out, we have to step up in our dress.
Amen.
This man dresses. He's calm. He dresses streetwise. He has suits too. But when Cassandra's going to be out front, she's going to have to up her game in her dress. We all have to. Amen. And so I'm trying to teach y'all one at a time. I'm taking y'all, getting y'all two to something nice, trying to, you know, when it's time, my mother does dress. I do have some wares. Now, I'm saying that to say this. Mayor said, yep. I'm not trying to be funny, but man's shoes, if he bought shoes every month, I'm just going to use you as an example. And he didn't leave D&M no inheritance. He needed a whip it. I'm just saying that. Because that's like a million. Okay? Them shoes is probably, so somebody got mad at me one time. I remember, let me take it off me and put on a Bishop Tyson. When we were going to Christ Church Apostolic, there was a guy there. He had all the shoes, them Nikes. What's them Nikes that cost $160, $220? Them? Okay, well, I was trying to get it out of the house, but it's still in the house. $220 for a pair of Nikes. He said, some of y'all paying $220 for a pair of Nikes and don't even pay tithes. So I know that ain't a house because everybody tithes. And, I mean, to pay that amount for shoes and not have no insurance, that's not right.
Amen.
And not even inheritance for our kids.
Amen.
And we keep it up with the Joneses.
Amen.
That's not good.
Amen.
We need to think about our children.
Amen.
I was so mad at my family. Amen. Didn't think about us at all. Didn't think about us. And then the life I live with my family. They didn't think about it. And then I had a sister older than me and a brother older than me, Elder Barry. And they were looking at me.
And I'm the youngest. And they just knew I could sleep because I'm a pastor. That's not right. And I wasn't coming to y'all for nothing. You know why? He wasn't your daddy. He was my daddy. That's not right. It's not right. It's not right. That should not happen. Why somebody else got to bury your parents? Shouldn't happen. Don't let that happen to your children. Then they got to forgive you all over again. They got to put up with you. They done put up with you.
Yeah.
You keep telling them you're going to fix this, you're going to fix that. Now, those of you that was at my dad's funeral, you heard my story that my dad got it together. He one day he came to one of my services and he heard Apostle Tyson talking about me. And, you know, Apostle Tyson, I never been to their house. Never, not once. I can never tell you what their house looked like. I've never been to their house. But he taught me love as a daughter. He corrected me with love. Made me believe in myself.
Amen.
He encouraged me that I was powerful, that I was somebody in Christ, that I didn't have to kiss up to people,
Amen.
That I didn't have to convince people who I was, that I was somebody, you know.
Amen. Amen.
I believe he was my father. If he wasn't touchy feely on you, he didn't want nothing from you. And his wife, when people accused me of heinous things, she asked me one time, did I do it? And I told her no, and she believed me. And it strengthened me in a way that I could stand. It just,
Amen.
They taught me love in a way I never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the two of them together.
Amen.
And I wasn't accused of him when he met me at lunch. I mean, it just.
Amen.
And my father was at that service and heard how Bishop talked to me, and my father began to talk to me in that way. So I knew my father was trying to love me because he didn't know what to do with me. He didn't raise me. He wasn't there. He sent his child support, but he wasn't there. Amen? So I saw my father begin to get some things together to have a relationship with me, and I had to give God praise for that because I was saved at the time. So you learn about forgiveness when you get saved, and you have to get grace for that. But you just don't keep messing up. You just can't keep saying, I'm sorry I'm late. You got to stop being late sometimes. And you got to start being accountable for things.
Amen.
You just don't keep going to jail and you got children.
Amen.
Now, my father didn't go to jail. I'm just saying, you just don't keep being unaccountable.
Amen.
You just don't keep being without a job. You just don't keep being a whoremonger. Come on now.
Yeah.
You just don't keep not having, never having no dinner made.
Right.
And you a mother.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So now, in Joshua 14, come on now, look, let me stay focused here. Am I making sense here?
Yes.
So I commend y'all, many here, that y'all some good fathers. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I commend y'all. I commend you good mothers that are holding it down. You're holding it down. You got your money, and I ain't touching that school money. I'm not touching that. We got to go shopping. We got to do this. Got to pay this insurance bill. Y'all fucking at the husband. Look, insurance does. Husband fucking at the wife. No, we're not shopping on that money. I mean, sometimes you got to voice your opinion, especially them quiet husbands don't say nothing. They raise a little eyebrow a little bit and be like, dear. And then, you know, I don't want to talk about this. But that right there, we're not sometimes you got to do that.
Amen.
For the sake of the inheritance.
Amen.
Sometimes. I love to hear, man. He may not say no often, but when he says no, you hear a pin drop in the house because I build a house sometimes. So nobody say nothing. Dee Dee, sometimes she'll press the issue. Sometimes. He said, what did I say? And that's it. I'd be like, I'll be watching TV. He ain't going to say no to me. And she don't say nothing. She'd be like, he told her. Hallelujah. Amen. Sherella just said for
Mister, you know, he ain't gonna say yes to you. Just say, just go on, do something else. I think it's cute, amen. I, you know, because I'll be in the atmosphere, I get to, I just love that. You know, y'all my atmosphere. Y'all my family, too, you know, so I get to, am I okay?
Yeah.
You know, y'all just, you know. So, and he said, and now behold, the Lord had kept me alive. And he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. A score of years is 20 years. So 84 is 4 times 20. He was 85 years old. Joshua. Amen. So, as yet, in verse 11, as yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then. Even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. So he knows he has strength in him to go and take that land. He's fitting to go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Amen. And now, he said to the Lord, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heard it in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord has said. Amen. He said it back then. He's going on God's words back then for his now season. Amen.
Amen.
And even as we said, the Anakims, they were the giants. Okay? The Anaks and the Anakims, they were the giants back then. Amen. And so, they were very great and strong as they described them, and they saw themselves as grasshoppers. You can't see yourself as a grasshopper. You got to see them giants as an opportunity. They move slow, get your slingshot, and bring them down. And your five smooth stones and the word of God, and bring your giant down.
Amen?
Take them down and cut the head off. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And Joshua, amen, Joshua 14, 13, and Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh of Hebron, for an inheritance. Now, this is this morning where the Lord really got me. He said, I sent the apostle all the way from South Africa to bless you. You're blessed.
Amen.
She pulled you out.
Amen.
You had a new birth.
Amen.
She broke the curse off of your life.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
She pulled you out. That's why your body was aching, because you had a new birth.
Mm.
She blessed your land. She blessed your life.
Amen.
That's why the increase came. It had to manifest with a new vehicle.
Amen.
He told me this morning, and I began weeping. And when I came in and I heard those songs you were singing, I said, oh my God, he's been good to me. What was it again? He's blessed. Go, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Yes,
he's good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And the other one you sung, Lord have mercy, bring that back. And then your song said, I'm not going to give up. I believe I'll make it.
Yeah.
With Jesus,
yeah.
I believe I'll make it through.
Yeah.
Come on now, that's all
yeah.
that you need.
Yeah.
Because we have an inheritance.
Amen.
If you are joined up with Christ, you have an inheritance.
Yeah.
Everywhere your foot has tread is yours.
Yes.
She blessed me.
Amen.
And I bless y'all. Because the Lord said, bring your children down and bless them.
Amen.
And share with them and impart it to them.
Amen.
He was bringing it all back to my remembrance. Don't make the devil think. Don't let the devil make you think you ain't blessed.
Yes.
When men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you, you're blessed. That's why they talking and bumping their gums. It's because you blessed. They jealous of you.
Amen. Amen.
Because you blessed. You're so blessed over there. The fire's on the altar over there.
Yeah.
And even I saw Apostle Stephen going on post up there that they having a conference called The Fire's on the Altar. Can't get no help in here.
Yeah.
Last year, Sherelle came in and said it's time for the reset.
Yeah.
We may be small, but we in the vein.
Amen.
We not behind nobody. They behind us.
Amen. Amen.
Folks don't want to come in here, they missing out.
That's
right. We ain't giving no regurgitated messages. Our message is first.
Yeah.
It's fresh from heaven.
Yeah.
Coming down from heaven towards earth.
Yeah.
The fire is on the altar.
Yes.
And we did have to have a reset.
Yes.
And the children are coming back home.
Yes.
Amen. So the apostle had to come and bless me, even as Joseph had to bless Caleb. Amen. Joshua blessed them and sent them away. Amen. Joseph had to bring in Jacob to bless his father.
Amen.
Jacob had to come in and bless Pharaoh. If you think about it, back in the day, when Jacob finally realized that his son was alive, Joseph was alive. Let me make it make sense. Amen. And so Pharaoh was giving them land, and so Jacob went in and blessed them like he did Joseph's two sons. Remember, he crossed his hands and blessed them both equally. Because the older one is already blessed. So he blessed the one who was second oldest, the same measure of blessing. And so then Joseph took him in there to bless Pharaoh. He blessed the man who was supposed to have been the enemy. And then he gave him land, the best part, for blessing him. God said, I sent the apostle all the way from South Africa to bless you. And she pulled you out. For where you were.
Amen. Amen.
She washed your feet and she blessed you.
Amen.
Nobody washed my feet.
Amen.
Nobody.
Amen.
Amen. Now, when you start thinking about somebody blessing you, you don't need your mother and father to bless you.
Yeah.
They should. They should leave you an inheritance like that.
Yeah.
The woman got, she said, 5 churches right now, and she's going to have our school. Our school's going to Africa.
Amen. Amen.
Did you know that, man? Our school's going to Africa. Go with me the first time, and I'm going to pray in a few minutes. Just hang in there with me. I want y'all to get this.
Amen.
First time you're 15. Y'all know the story about Hannah?
Yes.
Hannah wanted to burp and all that. She was being teased, right?
Uh-huh.
And so she was in the temple praying, and she got to a point where she couldn't find no words, and she was moving her lips. She was looking like she was on some other stuff, some alcohol or something. And Hannah answered and said to the man, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit, because the priest thought she was drunk, okay? So she answered him, Oh, Lord, and Hannah said, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have not drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. And she said, count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken thereto. And then Elijah answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou had asked of him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. So he blessed her.
Yes.
Let thy petition be granted.
Amen.
He blessed her.
Amen.
She was blessed when she left that place. She had to get over the accusation. Now the woman whose daughter was sick and she wanted to be her daughter to be delivered, had to get over Jesus saying the deliverance of the children's bread and let it not be given to dogs.
Uh-huh.
She had to get over not being offended.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't want to be offended so much. We don't want to let offense come in and make us miss our blessing.
Amen.
Sometimes you gotta be called a dog. Sometimes you get that blessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all don't know how much I rebuked the apostle when she was here. She tried to rebuke me. I picked her up and she said, I'm praying the Lord give me grace to deal with you today. I said, I'm praying God give me grace to deal with you. I'm not a servant. I'm an apostle just like she is. If you don't, they will. Boy, you'll be a servant. I put everything I had aside to deal with her. And then I had to catch it up when she left.
Amen.
I couldn't believe it either. Sherelle looked at me like, whoa. and she brought it down too. And then I had a 911. I had to go pick up my great nephew. And she still wanted to act like I didn't help him. I said, you see, I got a situation. You gonna bring that down a notch? And then she stopped and caught herself. And she said, thank you for helping me. She said, you're very strict. I said, so are you.
Yeah.
Very strict. I rebuked my friend, Apostle Val. She told me, I'm going to need you to call Rhonda and such and such and such and such. I said, what's wrong with your phone? You better call her yourself.
Amen.
Just
because I'm sweet and all that. You not been through from me. I'm tired too. What the what? Nothing wrong with that. Especially when you're amongst your own. We all apostles up in here, ain't what you think? Ain't no service here. Ain't no armor bearers here. Call your own armor bearers. Next time, bring yours. Because you, look, I'm tired too, doggone. I've been preaching with you.
Amen.
It took a senior to tell me, she said, I know you're interpreting, but you know you're preaching, apostle. You're going down. I'm like, doggone it. Help me, Lord. I ain't trying to be offensive, but you ain't going to offend me here. I got some authority too.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. So that anointing was tearing me up. Y'all know I was about to fall out. I said, Lord, don't hug me nothing. Don't you hug me no more. You about to knock me out with all that inheritance I'm getting. Amen. But I love all my friends. Amen. So,
amen.
When I'm in their houses, I govern myself. So you have to show them how to govern themselves when they're in your house.
Amen.
Amen. And so I'm about to end it right here. Joshua 14:14. And Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb. He was the son of Jephunneh. So it was he was somebody else's son. The Kenite until this day because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. So even if you don't leave your children an inheritance, which I pray that you do, God will bless them.
Amen.
If they're in God, if they follow God with their whole heart.
Yes.
But I pray that you do take heed to my saying. You saw my heart. You saw where my father and my mother left me.
Amen.
And I continue to forgive them daily when the enemy tries to use that weapon against me. There's no weapon formed against me that's going to prosper. I declare it to be so. I'm not going to let my heart be unhealthy that the devil can come in and tear me up.
Amen.
I'm not going to let it happen. I declare it to be so.
Amen.
Amen. That I love my parents. Amen. Even in their death, I love them.
Amen.
Amen. And I forgive them. I continue to forgive them. And the word of God says, therefore, my beloved brother, be ye steadfast. Amen. Unmovable always. Amen. Abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. What I love about Cable. Am I saying his name right? Cable. Caleb. And Joshua said they never forgot what God told them about that land. They kept their eye on that land, their faith, amen, and they kept their strength on that land for the due time to go over and possess it. Amen. And they knew that God would keep them no matter what their age. And they believed that God would give them strength to go in and possess the land in spite of those giants.
Yes.
Amen. If Christ be in you, amen, you got to know that he would give you the strength to go in and possess anything. You cannot see yourself as a grasshopper.
Amen.
No matter what the situation, no matter how big the opposition may appear to be. Amen. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead. Amen. Let me give you this. Let me just give you this right here. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. We're going to think about it spiritually. But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Yes.
The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if we are the children of God, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him.
Amen.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now, I know we're talking about an inheritance of the land, but we have a spiritual inheritance that we are guaranteed to get as well as we are the children of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Yes.
Amen. And so, now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace that which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all you who are sanctified. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you belong to Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So you are no longer a slave but a son. And since you are a son, you are also an heir through God. Isn't that something? Ephesians 3:6 says, this mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are fellow heirs, fellow members of the body, and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ. So we have heirs. We are heirs no matter what, no matter if our family leave us anything or not.
Amen.
And he will not deny us.
Amen.
Titus 3:7, It says, so that having been justified by his grace, we will become heirs with the hope of eternal life. We definitely have a promise of eternal life. Amen. So, Father God, we just thank you for your word, Lord God, that we are able to forgive our parents if they did not set us up to succeed in this life. And that, Lord God, we even forgive our ancestors for the spirit of poverty, Lord God, for even that are being set up for defeat. We even forgive, Lord God, those who tried to enslave us all with the years back, Lord God, even those in Africa that sold our birthright to the Caucasians, oh God, the whole setup of everything and how it was set up to destroy us, Lord God. Even if we are destined, we have been called the lost tribe of Israel. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us an inheritance in you and your glory in the spiritual realm, oh God, that you have set us up, that you have given us a birthright in you and your glory in your name, for your namesake, oh God. Praise be to you, God and Father, our Lord, in Jesus Christ. You have blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For you chose us in you before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in your sight. We love you. You predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with your pleasure and your will to the praise of your glorious grace, which you have freely given us in the one that you love. In you we have redemption through your blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that you lavish upon us. We thank you, Lord God, even for the example of inheritance, how it was given down, how they were made to inherit the land of Canaan. In spite of the opposition, in spite of the giants, oh God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, that we have wisdom and knowledge to give an inheritance to our children, that we still have time to get it right, oh God. We thank you for elder. We thank you for these families that are doing it right before us now in the physical, that we have a way to get it done, oh God, now in Jesus' name. We have redemption through your blood, the forgiveness of sins. And in accordance with the riches of your grace that you lavished upon us with all wisdom and understanding, you made known us to the mystery of your will, O God, according to your good pleasure, which you purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reached the fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. We thank you, Lord God, that you are guaranteeing our inheritance. Through the Holy Spirit, it has been promised to us a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of your glory, according to your word in Ephesians 1, 3 through 14. We thank you, Lord God, for the guarantee. You are our guarantee. Father, forgive us for living like a spiritual pauper, for living like a poor person rather than a child of the King. Help us to let go of our scarcity mentality and take hold of the riches of our inheritance. Help us to take hold of the precious promises. And Lord, we know this isn't about promises. Oh God, we know this isn't about money or the treasures of this world. Oh God, your precious promises are much deeper than anything that this temporary world can offer us. Open our eyes to see what is important, and that is the blessings that you have given us, oh God. In your name, we pray this prayer. Amen. Come on, give God your best. Give God your best on this morning. Hallelujah. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our worship, oh God. We just thank you, Lord God, that you open our eyes up to see that your blessings are worth more than anything that this earth can offer us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if anyone desires prayer on today, this morning. We do want to pray for the children. Come on. You want prayer? Come on. Okay, you look like you want prayer. We do want to pray for the children for school.
Amen.
Anyone wants to assist me in prayer? You're welcome. I think I pray by myself. So, Father, we bless these, your children, and we keep them safe at school from all hurt, harm, and danger, from any distractions at school.
Lord God, that they would have their focus, that they would learn all they need to learn, that you would use them for your glory and for your namesake, oh God, and that they would excel in their studies in Jesus' name, be it sports, be it history, be it children, be it music, whatever it is, Lord God, math, Lord God, that you would use them for your glory, be it cooking, whatever it is, be it biology, whatever it is, in whatever area you would use them, Lord God, we thank you for their protection. We thank that they are safe on the bus stop. Oh, God, that they would make it safely to school at home in Jesus' name, that they would not be prejudiced against, that they would not be bullied. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I don't know if anyone else desires prayer. If anyone else would like to pray with me, you're welcome. Hallelujah. Tanamashakata. You desire prayer, I'll pray with you. Hallelujah.
Go out now in Jesus' name. I break your hold off of his body. Pray for alignment now in Jesus' name. My God, my God. Command you to go. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. I command you to come out now. We command you to line up now in Jesus' name. Command you to line up. All equilibrium. That's what I'm hearing. Command the equilibrium to come into alignment now in Jesus' name. I break your hold off of his life. I break your hold off of his life now. And I command you to come out. I command you to straighten up in Jesus' name. Anything in the vertebrae, in the knees, that's causing this uneasiness in his body, I command alignment now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you would go in and straighten it out now. In Jesus' name. In
Jesus' name, amen. We command the distraction to go out. We command all unbelief to go out in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation of the seed now, of even the inheritance. In Jesus' name, it's been spoken, it's been declared. Even from people who don't know the request. Thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation of this season, that it shall be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Let's get a Lord hand praise in this house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the word that came forth to us.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Apostle had a good word today.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it inspired y'all.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to arrangements for your loved ones. Like she was saying how expensive it was, but when I was going through the thing with my mom, when she passed away, I didn't know until the last minute, though, but she had stopped paying on her insurance. But because she still was in that particular period of time, she still had coverage for a certain amount. So some of that took care of it. But you got to also understand, too, that the funeral home is going to always give you the highest price when they do have lower prices.
Yeah.
So I was able to pay what the insurance had, which is $3,000. But the blessing is my mom did already have her plot made up, so we didn't have to come out of no extra money. So the only thing, you know, we didn't do was for the stone, the gravestone that goes over the plot.
Right.
It's fitting how you're, even though I was the oldest, but how we have a big family and they always want to put the burden on someone else.
Yeah.
You know, all because they didn't prepare themselves. And also, even though the parents didn't really teach as much financially, you know, the Lord has really blessed me to overcome that, you know, that spirit. So I have been teaching my sons to save up, and your savings should be like a bill. So anytime you come across any situations, you have that money. You know, one of my sons had to learn the hard way, even though he was taught. You always gonna have, seem like one. But I have invested in insurance, you know, because that is very wise, because that's how you provide for your family in the future. So that's your inheritance, because I make sure my wife is very well taken care of if anything happens to me and my sons.
Amen.
So they're still part of my life regardless.
Amen.
So when I go, they still gonna be blessed.
Amen.
So I just thank God for every avenue and every door He opened on that behalf, because everybody won't have that money in their bank account like the rich.
Yeah.
But He will bless you in another way so you can still provide, because that's an overwhelming burden when you got to bury your loved one, even one that's your father or mother, because they didn't adequately prepare for that situation. And they don't realize how much of a burden you're putting on your children. But that's another way of how the enemy is deceiving you, because that's how he want us to be raised, like we can't do no better.
Yeah.
So that's not just with the black community. That's with other communities too, though.
Right.
All races.
Right.
You know, we got that spirit of you can't do no better. Don't save up for nothing, because that's not your responsibility. But we can buy all these, like you said, those shoes for $200-something, and you can't even buy your own kids clothes, but you use your money for other things that benefits you. So we need to pray. And we also, before I end this, and before we're going to do this after she had her announcements, that's good, though, but there's a city out there, Venezuela, I don't know if you heard about that, is really suffering right now. That's just one of the, not city, but countries, that is really suffering because of the government has raised prices tremendously on food to where they can't even afford it, to where they got to kill other people to provide, to where they even paying for scraps. When people are throwing things away, they even come in line to pay for those scraps that they can't use in their business. That goes to show you that we are very blessed that we're not going through any of that right now. And we continue to pray that we never will have to go through that. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for just giving us this opportunity to recognize these other countries, Lord. We thank you for even broadcasting it over the waves, Lord, that we hear their cry, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to continue to bless them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Increase their health, Lord. Increase provisions for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know that you are powerful. There is nothing that you can't do, Lord. So we know that whatever your hands touch will never be the same, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to increase that country right now, even other countries, Lord, that's going through the same similar situation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to pour out on to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give them resources, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Provide, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for all you have done in our lives, Lord, and that we will also be a blessing to the others, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Continue to allow us to be strengthened, Lord, to give to the need. In the name of Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, we ask your spirit to flow in that place, in all places right now that are suffering and that are lacking, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. So we just give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and have Sister Caroline with our announcements.
Amen. Just some brief announcements. Apostle is calling for a corporate fast, a Daniel fast, starts the 7th through the 13th. Amen. August 8th is our prophetic class starting at 7 p.m. It's on a Tuesday. August 9th will be Bible studies. Prayer starts at 6 p.m. and Bible study will start at 7. August 13th is Revelation Sunday at 3:30. So everyone be prepared. Amen. Bring someone out. Join in with us so we can just have a great fellowship. Amen. August 18th is Miracle Night Service. Prayer starts at 6 p.m. Service starts at 7 p.m. August 29th will be the Certificate Service. Apostle will be the speaker, and it starts at 7 p.m. Amen. So bring somebody out to support you or just come out and just see how the class, well, have a Certificate Service come and the support of Apostle. Amen.
Amen.
August 31st, Apostle will be speaking at Greater Faith. The address is 1019 North Sharon Avenue, 46202. I did put the address on the announcement so you guys will have it. With Pastor Eddie and Lady Nellie Hart, we would like to support them, amen, support Apostle as she goes out, amen. Just a reminder, we do have a shift of leadership class on Sunday morning, and we'll be starting back up on Wednesday night. Amen. So come out, attend. It's a great teaching. We need to be on the same, we need to be in unity with Apostle, with what God has given her, so the house will be able to shift together. Amen. Thank you again for entering in the front door and exiting out the front door. Amen.
Amen, Sister Caroline, with the announcements. I see that the Lord is going to instill avenues in this house on financial stability for the people, especially the ones that's coming in, because there's a lot of relatable people amongst us that can help alleviate, you know, a lot of burdens. So we're going to go ahead and pray out if there's nothing else. If everyone will stand, if you're able to stand, hallelujah.
Can I have a question?
Should I wait? Is it for everybody? No, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. So is the 29th, is that the end of
101?
Yeah,
it is.
All right. It's moving, ain't
it?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this moment, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for even a mind to pray on every situation that we come across, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we even pray for health in this house, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We actually pray for healing in the name of Jesus, Lord. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. So, Lord, we stand in front of you right now, Lord, pleading that you would change situations, Lord, especially the ones that's overseas, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would even touch the hearts of the leaders, Lord, and attend to their prayers, Lord, that the ones that are suffering, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask you to change that stony heart, Lord, and give them a heart of flesh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, so they can change their ways, Lord. So we rebuke the enemy and the devourer that is in that place, Lord. We bound them right now, hallelujah, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness, Lord, because there is no God like the God we serve, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, as we leave this place with never your presence, Lord, we ask you to protect us on the way home, Lord. Allow no hurt, harm, or danger come across either one of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask you to allow no weapon formed against us to prosper in any form or fashion. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Mr. Wilson, the